Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stirrett. The Israeli government is seeking to further delay the second phase of a ceasefire with Hamas that is due to expire this weekend. Israel's Foreign Minister Gideon Saar spoke about the talks at a press conference with his counterpart from the Czech Republic, Jan Lipavsky. Hamas has returned 33 hostages, including the bodies of 8 people. In exchange, Israel has released nearly 2,000 Palestinian prisoners, as well as those held in administrative detention. Mr. Saar said the priority is to see the return of more Israeli hostages held by Hamas.
Our delegation will go to Cairo and see whether we have a common ground to negotiate. We said we are ready to make the framework longer in a return to release of more hostages.
2 new cases of measles have been detected in Melbourne, with Victorian health authorities issuing a warning over the virus. The highly contagious airborne disease can lead to serious health concerns, including pneumonia and encephalitis, but in most cases will result in symptoms including a rash, fever, runny nose and cough. It's the latest in a series of outbreaks causing concern in the state, with a similar warning issued in January. Worldwide, measles outbreaks are being linked to low rates of vaccination. This week, there is particular concern in the US state of Texas, where an unvaccinated child has died in an outbreak of more than 120 cases. University of Texas virologist Scott Weaver said the disease is especially dangerous for children.
It's also so transmissible that it can spread and cause a big outbreak very quickly and explosively, unless people are vaccinated to protect them from infection and becoming a spreader of the virus.
From tomorrow, women who use the Yaz or Yasmin oral contraceptive pill will pay hundreds of dollars less for their subscriptions. These types of contraceptive pill are among the most expensive and are widely used by women of childbearing age and are the first to be added to the pharmaceutical benefits scheme in 30 years. The new PBS listing is expected to save around 50,000 Australian women hundreds of dollars a year and is part of a $573 million women's health funding promise by the Albanese government that was announced last month. The opposition has committed to matching the spend if it's elected to government. The federal election date is yet to be announced but must happen before the 17th of May. Australian mining billionaire Andrew Forrest's Mindaroo Foundation has announced another $5 million funding package to demine agricultural areas, launch peacebuilding activities, and financially support households in Ukraine. Mr. Forrest is calling on European governments to make Russian assets and elite interests pay for the war in Ukraine, following the third anniversary of Russia's invasion. The Mindaroo Foundation has donated more than $20 million to Ukraine for humanitarian aid since 2022. And more than 11,000 people are expected to march in the annual Mardi Gras parade tomorrow, with representation from First Nations communities. Proud Gamilaroi and Dungati drag performer Felicia Fox led the First Nations float at the event in 2018 and 2019. They reflected on the significance of the event with NITV Radio on the eve of their participation in the 2025 Mardi Gras.
I think it's very important that we are platformed at the very front of that parade, so that we are representing worldwide for all the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander brother boys and sister girls all across the nation.
The theme of this year's Mardi Gras is Free to Be. And that was SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stirrett.